Hello everyone, today is January 19th, 2024, and today is Friday. It's going to be a snow day, that's the prediction. And as it is, the roads outside are sleety, and you know, it's one of those days. You know, it's winter time, we must expect that kind of weather, that kind of roads, that kind of gloomy feelings. And at the same time, we have to move on, right? So, the title for today's podcast episode is, I never thought I'm a good photographer until I wrote this. And the subtitle is, in response to Dancing Elephants Photography, January prompt, Elephants. This article was published on medium.com and the sub-publication is Dancing Elephant Press. It's a very good publication. They're pretty active. The editors, writers are very involved. And then they also create a book at the end of the year, which I thought is cool. Well, what I have done is, in that article, so I'm going to share the link to this article in my description. You can check it out. I have shared here first the image of 2021column.com. It's inauguration column 2021. That's the thing. And then I also shared a picture of me with the column. Column is a rangoli. It's a pattern. It's, you know, in South India, we use, you know, the white powder, the rice powder actually, and then, you know, we use it to create designs. And you can Google, you know, find out what is kolam, what is rangoli and all that stuff. So I've given the screenshot of a Zoom call. NPR morning edition reported the digital inauguration kolam 2021 picture of author Lalitha Brahma and column made by her. That's the description of the image which I gave in my article. Okay. The following story inspired me to participate in this prompt. And what is that story? That story is titled, Welcome to our brand new depth photography column. Thank you, Vidya Suri, Collecting Smiles. She's the editor. She's one of the editors of the publication. What is the requirement of the prompt? Post a photo you clicked that has an elephant. Can be a live one, a statue outdoors, an illustration, a motif from a fabric, a painting, a soft toy, an item of decor, something shaped like an elephant. Just about anything. You can even draw one and post it. Fantastic, right? See, it took me some time after I started my writing to participate in prompts. But once I started participating, wow, it really became more interesting, helped me think differently, open up, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So my initial inspiration transformed into nervousness. You may ask why. I am not a good photographer. Then I said to myself, I want to share a couple of pictures captured by me anyway. So what I did was I took the picture of which was captured by me. Okay. So there are some columns I have put it in that picture. Okay. That's a screenshot of the Zoom call. See, there was a Zoom call organized. I'll be talking about it more because it's covered in the article. So, screenshot of Zoom call, NPR Morning Edition reported the digital inauguration column 2021, picture of author Lalitha Brahma and the column. So, while the Zoom call was going on, I took a picture. Okay. Why do I consider it to be the best? This picture means my devotion and love to create a column. Within bracket, rangoli with rice powder and turmeric powder on Fridays. on an 8 by 16 inches plank. It is a simple home task that fills me with peace and a feeling of abundance. I would crop a picture taken during my Motorola, I would crop a picture taken using my Motorola cell phone at that time camera and post it in my WhatsApp status. No specific intention except prayers for global peace, prosperity and well-being. I will be consistent, that's all. That reminds me of an article from a fellow writer on Medium, Jen McGahan, who quotes, "Consistency is its reward. Daily action not only keeps you meet your big goals, it yields life-changing results, a little at a time. Then I have given the link to her article, The Dramatic Rewards of Consistency. That is exactly what happened. I was rewarded unexpectedly. You may ask how. My columns became a part of an inauguration column, a traditional South Asian art form of geometric patterns to welcome at that time President-elect but current President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, at that time it was President-elect, to the White House. I have given the link to the article or whatever it is, South Asian Artist Designs Welcome New Administration to White House. I will let you zoom into the digital mosaic to identify my column. So again, I've given another link, Inauguration Column 2021 Digital Mosaic. Now coming back to your specific prompt requirement, Vidya Suri, editor, I've addressed it in the thing. I searched for a picture of elephant taken by me in my phone gallery. Guess what came up? Because most of my pictures are Friday puja pictures. That's my camera. My gallery is filled with my Friday puja pictures. Okay. So, picture of statue of Lord Ganesha captured by author Lalita Brahma. That's the description of the picture. Lord Ganesha, within bracket, elephant-headed Hindu god of beginnings, obstacle remover, is adorned with homegrown flowers after doing my Friday puja. So Vidya Suri, I am slowly following the requirements of your prompt after sharing my soul-enriching story of kolam. Especially it started with photography. I am not a good photographer, that's what I said. Okay. I want to end this piece of writing by sharing a sloka hymn that I chant every day. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvadha. Meaning, salutations to Sri Ganesha, who has a curved trunk, who has a large body, and whose splendor is similar to million suns. O Deva, please make my undertakings free of obstacles by extending your blessings in all my works, always. As I say that aloud, I pray that all my readers, writers, editors, publishers, and more importantly, all known and unknown, because that covers everybody, be blessed in all their undertakings without any obstacles. Thank you, Umme Salma, for soothing my eyes with beautiful yellow mustard flowers. I'm salivating thinking of sarson ka saag, a gravy dish made with mustard plant leaves. I've given the link to her article, In the Lap of Mustard Oil Field. Thank you, Anise Lords, for the powerful quote. Awareness is a powerful tool. For 2023, because this article was written in January 2023, for 2023, make your health a priority. Use awareness and knowledge to improve your life, giving joy to your loved ones. And I've given the link to her article, Awareness plus Knowledge is equal to Life. Now, in 2024 January, I'm saying absolutely, I started more variety of meditations. I started more, like, if I'm not able to keep up with 30 minutes or 40 minutes workout, I said to myself, Lalita, it's okay, you are now 63. And as per one of the articles in AARP.org, Even if you don't do at a time together, you know what I mean is in one short 30 minutes exercise, do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the evening. So such things I did pay attention to. I became aware. I gained knowledge from different articles, from different audios and videos, and I implemented. Yay! Good job, Lalita. You have to do that for yourself too. Reward yourself by patting yourself on your back or by checking off the item in your to-do list or SMD or whatever software you have. Finally, the blurb. Please subscribe to my stories by email for best chance to catch my original words. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. I've given the link there. You can also connect with my voice in Lalita's Morning Musings podcast, just like how we are doing right now. Here is yet another way I help, and that is, please visit lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website where you can learn, become a member of Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield to protect you as an individual, as a family, as a business with these programs. Check it out. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.